I am Pastor David Watson, and I am so excited to share with you how to pray this very powerful prayer of faith. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. I have prayed this prayer of faith 1,000 times, and it has never failed. It always heals the sick. It does exactly what it says it will do. I want to share with you today how to stand on your faith, how to stand and continue to speak to the mountain night and day until it moves, so that you will not be discouraged and quit. It says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 through 19, and he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not be able to prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." So Jesus said to Peter, this revelation that I am the Christ, the Son of God, is the rock that I'm going to build my church on. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against that revelation. And I give you the keys to the kingdom, that whatever you bind on earth, God will bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, God will loose in heaven. This revelation that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Messiah, he is the Redeemer, he is the one that came and bore the sins of the world, he is the one that came and broke his body and bore our judgment for sin, he redeemed us from all sin, he redeemed us from the curse of the law. Those two immutable truths I'm going to build my church on, and the gates of hell, sickness, disease, poverty, oppression, and all these tormenting things that come from darkness cannot prevail against you. They can't prevail. If you build your life on the revelation that Jesus Christ has forgiven you of your sins, Satan cannot condemn you. Condemnation can't prevail against forgiveness. If you build your life on the truth that Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law, from all sickness, disease, and pain, and by his stripes you are healed, sickness and disease can't prevail against that truth. They may come and beat on your house, but they can't prevail against it. And Jesus said, "I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom, that whatever you bind on earth, you bind through the confession of your mouth, you bind according to what God forbids, you have the authority to forbid it. God forbids Satan to accuse you. God forbids him to condemn you. God forbids him to afflict you with sickness, disease, and pain, and poverty, and oppression, and bondage, and addiction. The Word of God forbids it because Jesus Christ has redeemed you from it. So when Satan comes against you, you have the authority to bind it. You have the authority to forbid it. You have the authority to say, no, you cannot do this because the Word of God has decreed that I am redeemed. And I have also the authority to loose. I have the authority to loose all the grace of God, the power of God, the anointing of God that lives in me. I have the power to loose it into my own body and also to flow through me to set others free." It is a powerful, powerful gospel. So we have to understand, you must build your life on the truth that you have been forgiven of your sins, that Jesus Christ has borne your judgment for sin. He has borne your sickness, diseases, and pain, and by his stripes you are healed. These are two truths that Satan's kingdom, the gates of hell, cannot prevail against. So it's imperative that you put these truths on the inside of you and you stand on them and do not back up from them. And if anything comes against you that contradicts the truth of your redemption, you have the authority to bind it or not permit it, to make it desist by simply speaking it, confessing it out of your mouth. And if you'll do that on this earth, then the angels of God will confirm it and back it up from heaven. It's a powerful gospel. It says in Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The Bible says that Satan is going to come against you. Jesus said, be strong, put on my armor. God is saying, you must use my truths of redemption to stand against him. Satan will come. He will come. The gates of hell will come. They will come and beat on your life. They will come and tempt. They will come and challenge. So you must know the word of God. You must understand that you are redeemed. You must understand that God has delivered you from Satan's kingdom, translated you into the kingdom of his dear son, that you are now a citizen of heaven, and you have the rights of heaven, and you have the word of God, the authority to bind and to loose. You must understand that, because the Bible says, if you don't put these truths in you, when Satan comes, when that evil day comes, you will not be able to stand. But if you put these truths in you, when that evil day comes, when he comes with that sickness or that disease or that injury, or he even when he comes with death, you can stand against it, because you put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, you will stand. And Satan cannot be able, he will not be able to prevail against you. You have to understand, in this world, we have an adversary called the devil. Jesus has already defeated him. He's already disarmed him. And he's given you his weapons to rule and reign with. And as kings and priests on the earth, he's given you his redemption. He's given you his life and life more abundantly. So he has equipped you with his word to walk in victory. No matter what comes your way, you can have the victory in Christ. It's amazing. John 16:13, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Jesus has spoken these truths. The Bible says right now the world is rejoicing and you're going to be sad, but in a little while you're going to rejoice, because in a little while I'm going to raise from the dead. And when I raise from the dead, you're going to be raised with me into newness of life. I'm going to give you my weapons, my spirit, my word, and you're going to rule and reign on this earth as a king. So he says, be of good cheer in me, in my truth, in the truth of my redemption, you'll have peace. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, because Satan's the god of this world, and he's going to come against you. But be of good cheer. I defeated him. I disarmed him. I destroyed him on the cross so that you can do the same thing. It says in 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is the one who came and bore my sins and bore my judgment and redeemed me from every lawless deed and redeemed me from the curse of the law, that raised me up with Christ, has given me his kingdom, has given me his word, has given me his spirit, has equipped me to do his works. Amen. And the Bible says, whatever is born of God, it overcomes the world. In order for something to be born, it has to first be conceived. So I'm going to take the word of God into my heart. I'm going to ponder that word until it grows into a full-grown revelation. I'm going to ponder the word of God. And when that word is alive on the inside of me, it's going to be born, and it's going to overcome whatever comes against me. If you're fighting with sickness, you're fighting with disease, you're fighting with pain, whatever you're fighting with right now, I want you to know, find a scripture. Take Isaiah 53:4-5 and ponder it and confess it and say it over and over. 1 Peter 2:24, say it over and over. Psalms 103:1-5 and many other scriptures, say them over and over. All these healing scriptures, say them, ponder them. The Holy Spirit will begin to give you revelation of them until they're full grown. And then you can speak it to your mountain and it'll move. You can speak it and it'll overcome, because that word that's living in you is greater than anything you're facing in this world. It's truly an amazing gospel. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to him a wise man who built his house on a rock, and the rain descended, the flood came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. But whoever hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, he would be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the flood came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was his fall. Jesus is saying, if you listen to my instruction, if you become spiritually minded, if you let my word rule your heart, when the storms of life come, when the cancer comes, when the incurable disease comes, when the injury comes that leaves you handicapped, when those things come and beat on your house, you will not fall because you have built your life on the truth of God's word. You stand on the truth, and those things that are contradicting the truth, they will bow their knee and they will leave. But if you do not build your life on the truth of God's word, when those storms come, they will knock you down. They will destroy you. They may even kill you, or they may even kill your family. The word of God tells you what to do when sickness and disease and pain and oppression, depression, these demonic spirits from hell, when they come to afflict you and they come against you, the Bible tells you what to do. Jesus tells you what to do. If you do what he says, these things can't prevail against you. If you don't do what he says, they will. And this is what he says to do. In Matthew 17:20, Jesus said to them, when they tried to cast this devil out of this young man, they couldn't cast it out. So they asked Jesus, why couldn't we cast it out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Let me say that again. And nothing shall be impossible for you. Even though medical science may say cancer is incurable, or what other incurable disease you may have beaten on your body, or whatever situation you may have that seems impossible, the scripture says, if you have enough faith to speak to the mountain and command it to move, it'll move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So the Bible is saying, when Satan comes against you, when the gates of hell comes against you, when tribulation comes against you, when the storms of life come against you, to speak to those storms, speak to that mountain, speak to the gates of hell, speak to the tribulation, and say, be removed and go back to hell where you came from. I bind you. I don't permit you to afflict me, because I am the redeemed of the Lord. You have no legal grounds to afflict me. You can't judge me because I'm forgiven. I've been pardoned. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. The Bible says when storms come against you, speak to them. Now, if you don't speak to them, then you're not following what Jesus told you to do. You're not listening to his sayings. And if you don't listen to his sayings, those storms, the gates of hell, that tribulation, that mountain is going to crush you. It's going to destroy you. So the Bible says, stand your ground and speak to that mountain. Don't back up from it. Don't back up from the gates of hell, but continue to say, be removed from me. Be removed from me. Cancer, be removed from me. Cancer, I command you in the name of Jesus, be removed from me. I bind you. I don't permit you in my body. Be removed from me. And if you'll continue to speak to it, and if you refuse to back down, and you refuse to say what the devil says, but only say what God says, that cancer, that diabetes, that arthritis, that incurable disease, that pain, that injury, whatever it may be, it will bow its knee and it will depart from you. That is the word of Almighty God, and nothing shall be impossible for you. It says in Mark 11:22, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. You have faith in God by putting your faith faith in His Word that promises you the victory. If you're facing a sickness, a disease, or pain, or an injury, or a handicap, you got the Word of God that says Jesus bore that sickness, that disease, and that pain on the cross, and by His stripes you are healed. You got a scripture that says God sent His Word and healed you. You got a scripture that says He heals you from all your diseases. There are many, many, many scriptures in the Bible that promise you healing. You have faith in God by having faith in that truth. I have faith that Jesus bore my sickness. He bore my disease. He bore my pain. Therefore, I say to you, sickness, be removed from my body. Be cast into the sea or go back to hell where you came from. I believe that in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say that until you bow your knee, and I'm going to have what I say because I believe I receive my healing in Jesus' name. I have it now. I am the healed. It's who I am. I'm telling you. You might have to say that 1,000 times. You may have to say it 10,000 times. But if you refuse to back up, that thing will bow its knee to the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you are the bride of Jesus Christ. You are the church of the living God. You have been seated with Christ in heavenly places in a position of authority that's far above all principality, dominion, and might. Hallelujah. That's the Word of God. It says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Your salvation, your healing, your deliverance is going to come through the confession of your mouth. Satan's going to bombard your mind with doubt and unbelief and hopelessness. He's going to pound your mind trying to get your confession, trying to get you to say, well, I guess it's just not God's will to heal me. He wants that confession, because if He can get your confession, He can kill you, He can destroy you. But if He can't get your confession, if He can't make you stop saying, mountain be removed, for I am the redeemed of the Lord, I am the healed, if He can't stop you from saying that, He can't defeat you, He cannot prevail against you. It is imperative that you stand on the truth, and your confession is, I am the healed, I am healed by His stripes. Be gone from me, be removed from me, devil, in the name of Jesus. That's imperative that you stand on that truth. It says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we were, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Jesus Christ is a faithful high priest. If you hold fast to your confession, if you continue to confess that I am the healed, I command sickness to be removed from me, if you hang on to that confession, He is faithful. The Bible says that you can boldly come to God and you can say, Father, your word says that I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I command the sickness to be removed from me. The Bible says you can enter into the throne of grace if you hold fast to your confession, and you will obtain mercy and you will find grace to help you in your time of need. And God's healing power is in His mercy and in His grace, and you'll find it through holding fast to your confession. Don't let no devil in hell, don't let any man on the earth tell you you're going to die from a sickness that Jesus Christ redeemed you from. You're going to die from a disease that Jesus Christ redeemed you from. That's a lie from hell. Don't listen to it. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. If you hold on to your confession, if you hold on to that confession that I am the redeemed, I am healed by Jesus' stripes, I command this sickness to be removed from my body, I don't receive you, I bind you. If you hold on to that confession, God is faithful. He will not let you down. He will fulfill it. It says in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete and entire, lacking nothing. He who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally without reproach, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. When Satan comes against you, he comes against you with this great giant. It may be a Goliath called cancer or some other Goliath giant that's coming against you. The Bible says, count it all joy because you know that Goliath is come to test the word of God. It hasn't come against you. It's come against the word of God. It's come against the God of your salvation. It's come against the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So you can count it all joy. All you got to do is hang on to your confession. All you got to do is keep speaking the word of God. All you got to do is say no. The word of God says, I'm the redeemed. The word of God says, I'm the healed. The word of God says, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I am in Christ Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Just who I am. So I rebuke you, devil. I bind you, Satan. I command this sickness be removed from my body. I'm hanging on to that because I know that there ain't no devil in hell prevail against the word of Almighty God, that I believe in my heart and say with my mouth, this thing is coming to test my faith. This thing is coming to produce some patience in me. So the more patience I get, the more I can stand in faith. The longer I can stand in faith, the more I can endure the trials, because I know if I endure the trial, if I don't let the devil have my confession, I will get it. Hallelujah. I will enter into the throne of grace and I'll get the mercy and the grace that I need. Hallelujah. So I'm here to tell you, stand on the word. Don't be moved from the word. Stand on it. Confess it night and day. Confess it night and day. Confess it 10,000 times. Don't back up from it, and you will prevail every single time. If you lack wisdom, in other words, if you don't have a scripture to stand on, ask God for a scripture. Then search the Bible for a scripture. Look into some study about, find a scripture. Because if you can find a scripture, you can stand on that scripture, and Satan can not prevail against that word that you believe in your heart. But the Bible says you must ask in faith. You must stand on the scripture. If you don't stand on the word, you're going to be like a wave tossed to and fro by the wind. You're going to be hearing all this. You're going to die. You is impossible to live. There's no cure for this. What you going to do? What your family going to do when you're gone? That's winds that are blowing inside of you. And if you don't have a solid rock, if you don't have a scripture to stand on, you're going to be blown all over the place. Next thing you know, you're going to be saying out of your mouth, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to die. Oh, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I want to live. I don't know what I'm going to do. So now Satan's got your confession, and your salvation comes through your confession. So if you let go of your confession, Satan's going to kill you. He's going to steal from you. He's going to destroy you. So you have to hang on to your confession. And you do that by putting the word of God in your heart and meditating on it night and day and confessing it night and day. And any thought that comes in your mind that contradicts that scripture, say, no, I don't receive that. I rebuke that. For the word of God says, and you stand on the word. You stand on the word. Because if you don't stand on the word, you will not receive anything from the Lord. The way you get anything from God is you must believe that he's telling you the truth. You must believe the word of God is true. Then you must stand on it. Then you must confess it night and day until you get it. And that's how the Bible works. It says in Hebrews 10:35, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Don't let go of your confidence, your faith. Don't let go of that scripture that you're standing on. Don't let go of it, because it has a great reward. And the Bible says if you'll hang on to it, if you'll hang on to it, your patience, your endurance will grow. It'll grow. It'll grow. And the Bible says if you'll hang on to it, that you will do the will of God, and the will of God is for your patience to grow. so that you can be complete and lack nothing. So once your patience has grown, you receive the promise. You receive the promise that Jesus bore your sickness. He bore your disease. He carried your pain. And by his stripes you're healed. You receive that promise if you'll hang on to your confidence. Hang on to that scripture. Confess it night and day. Don't let the devil steal it from you. I'm telling you, if you'll do that, the prayer of faith will heal the sick every single time without fail if you will not let go of your confession. I've done it 1,000 times and it works every time. Refuse to back up. Refuse to say anything other than what God says. Refuse to do it. Say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. 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 When the devil says, what you gonna do? By Jesus' stripes I'm healed. The devil says, you've got cancer and you can't live. What? By Jesus' stripes I'm healed. You put that in you and you say it night and day and you believe it and you confess it. I'm telling you, it will not fail you. God cannot lie. That scripture will bring healing to your body if you will not let it go. That's powerful. That's powerful. The Word of God is powerful. It cannot lie. If you'll stand on it, God will fight for you. God is with you. He will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. He's right there to help you, to remind you, to encourage you, to strengthen you. Find people who know how to pray the prayer of faith. Find people that's going to encourage you to stand on the word. Don't be around people that say, well, maybe it's just God's will for you to die. If God don't intervene, you're going to die. Don't hang around people like that, because they're like the wave that's tossed to and fro by the wind, and they won't receive anything from the Lord. Hang out with people that says, no, stand on God's word. Don't back up from it. Speak it night and day. Here, I'll agree with you. I'll confess it with you. Night and day, we'll confess that by Jesus' stripes you're healed. Night and day, we'll say, sickness be removed from that body. We will not back up from it. Find somebody that agree with you. God is so good. He loves you so much. I'm going to say a prayer for you. Heavenly Father, we touch and agree and decree that your word is the truth. It is a rock on which we stand. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. The truth that Jesus bore our sins, he bore our sicknesses, our diseases, and carried our pains, and by his stripes we are healed. Therefore, Father, we stand on that truth, and we speak to the sickness, we speak to the pain, we speak to the injury, and we say, be removed and be cast into the sea. Go back to hell where you came from, for we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we do not permit you here. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose the power of God. We loose the anointing of the Holy Spirit to flow in that body, Father, and make it whole. Restore it, Father, to its youth. Make it strong and healthy. Make it better than it was in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for it. For you are our God and you heal us. You cannot lie, Father. You are faithful high priest. Hallelujah. We will possess the promise if we don't faint. And Lord, I pray for my brother, my sister, that Lord, that you strengthen them, you encourage them, that they will not faint, Father, but they'll be strong in faith. Their faith will not fail them, Lord, but they'll stand through the storm. Even if it gets darker, Lord, they'll stand. Even if the pain gets worse, Lord, they'll stand. Even if the doctor says they can't live, they'll stand. They will refuse to bow their knee. And Lord, your word says the gates of hell cannot prevail. When the storm has blown and beat on our houses, it cannot knock us down. Father, we will stand and we will receive the promise of healing that Jesus purchased for us on Calvary's cross. And we thank you for that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to these three messages again. Listen to them and listen to them till you get it. Go to the website and take some of the courses that's on the website. Go to the pathway. Take the courses in the pathway. Go to the Resurrection Power Healing School. Take the courses. They're all free. Go to Resurrection Power Healing School and listen to the scriptures. Listen to the songs. Listen to the prayer that's prayed. Fill yourself with the Word of God. Fill yourself with the Word of God. I'm telling you, God will not fail you. His Word will prevail. God cannot lie. He's powerful. So I just bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus.